so grateful for all of you that have tuned in so far. We've got 4 episodes out. We've got the teaser out. We're seeing some great traction, getting really thoughtful feedback. And I'm grateful for you because I know that if you're spending your time with us, there's something you're choosing not to do. And it means a lot that you're here. So I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. But one of the things that I've been thinking about is having some more additional real moments and ahas and stories. And so I thought I'd kick it off with, throughout the conversations that I've had so far, recording these podcasts, so much of it is about pulling back the curtain on the idea and the view of perfection. In the conversation with Keish, for example, we talked a lot about how, you know, her son sees all that she's doing for work and for the house and for the family and thinking, gosh, she's perfect. I have to be perfect too. I talked about, you know, starting to think about how to talk to my kids about making mistakes, and mistakes is where we learn, and it's okay to make mistakes and embracing those. And when the doorbell rang in Keisha's session, it forced us to have a conversation about asking for help and getting help where you need it, outsourcing where you need it as you start to have a fuller, a more full, more full, more full plate. And it forced us to talk about debunking this idea of being superwomen. And while that might feel really good when someone says, my gosh, you're a superwoman, I am so in awe of you, that feels good. And so many people, when they say it, mean it as a compliment. I've said it. I have absolutely said it. But it hit me differently in these conversations as I've been reflecting about it. And I'll share, I've been reading the book from Cleo Wade called Remember Love. It's so good. And there's just so much in it that I absolutely love. I actually will quote another quote of hers in an upcoming episode with a woman named Samantha Manuel. So I'm going to read this to you and then kind of tell you my ahas. It's called, I Returned the Cape. He keeps calling me a superwoman. He means it as a compliment, but superwoman is not a real person. When you are superhuman, you don't get to be human. I'll let that sit there for a second. Cleo Wade is magic. Where this comes out of her brain, it's amazing to me. And it hits hard because I want, as a mom, I want so deeply for my kids to be resilient. I want them to learn from their mistakes. I want them to know it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to ask for help. It's actually stronger to ask for help than to suffer on your own. And the human experience is so much about experiencing all the emotions, creating connection, learning lessons, and asking for help along the way. And oftentimes asking for help and being vulnerable where you need it actually is the place where you build the strongest connections. I can think about people in my life when I've broken down and said, I need someone to talk to, or I need your help with this, or yes, you can pick up that grocery or that food for me, or yes. It just got me thinking, how are you talking to your kids about your own failures, your mistakes, where you're getting help, so they can see behind this cloak or this cape of and facade, frankly, of superwoman, so that they can see what real looks like, so that they can embrace and celebrate what real looks like and feel normal when their life isn't perfection, because perfection doesn't actually exist. I'm committed to normalizing things like laughter and happiness as much as I'm normalizing myself and my husband feeling anxious and overwhelmed, and showing them that it's okay to ask for help and actually celebrate it. My experience has been as a mom who also works outside the home. So not diminishing the level of intensity and responsibility to those who choose to work in the home and be full-time homemakers with their family. but I'm speaking from my own experience. And my experience has been that as someone that is working outside the home, you have, you know, I have had to be hyper-vigilant about my to-do lists. And it might look like I'm running around and it's chaotic and this is amazing, she's getting it all done, when in reality, all I'm doing is still running myself ragged. Can you relate? And that is precisely the moment you get the dopamine hit of somebody saying you're a superwoman. That, whether consciously or subconsciously, reinforces this state of crazy and this weight that you're carrying. And so I think that we need to support each other. And instead of saying, wow, you're superwoman, say, wow, you are holding a lot there. Do you need help? How can I support you? Talk to me. Let's find ways to support each other, lift each other up, celebrate all that we're managing, but also acknowledge that it's hard. But it doesn't have to be hard alone. And as you invite people in to help with the hard and to share in some of the hard, it suddenly can get a little easier, and it's not all on you or me or one person. And let's embrace the hard so that our kids know that hard is part of life and it's okay. Okay, since we're in this together, what are you doing to embrace humanity instead of being superhuman? How are you sharing that with your kids and empowering them to live the full human experience, to ask for help, to have great moments and have tough ones? I would love to hear your perspective. So give us a shout out on Instagram at blendoverbalance, or tag me in a post on LinkedIn, Jessica Green. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I bet there are other people that would love to hear them too, so they're not so alone in thinking through this. And have an absolutely wonderful end of the week. I hope you can go into the weekend and take at least a moment or two just for you to fill your cup. I will see you again next Tuesday when we share with you a special episode with a woman named Samantha Manuel. I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. So I will see you soon.